TED Audio Collective.
It's Elise Hugh, your host at TED Talks Daily. In the wake of devastating crises like pandemics or natural disasters, the people hit the hardest are often literally not on the map. And living in places that aren't mapped at all can lead to untold suffering. A project called Humanitarian Open Street Map, or HOT, has volunteers and community workers step in to do what some governments cannot by mapping vulnerable areas with their cell phones. Today's TED 2020 talk from HOT's Director of Partnerships, Rebecca Firth, details this free open project that helps map unmapped places, how it's actively changed communities, and in times of disaster, has saved lives.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
If you're struggling to keep up with all the latest innovations in tech and what they'll mean for your life, TED Tech has you covered. Get ahead of the curve with digestible downloads on some of the biggest ideas in technology, from AI and virtual reality to clean tech. Find TED Tech wherever you get your podcasts.
When Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico in 2017, we all watched as the disaster played out on our screens. At least 160,000 people were displaced, and nearly 3,000 people died. Electricity was cut off to the entire island, and some neighborhoods didn't get power back for 11 months. Many of those watching didn't know how to help. Some donated to international NGOs, some lobbied their elected officials, but as with so many crises, so many of us simply gave in and felt helpless. At the Humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, also known as HOT, we did something different. We mobilised 6,000 volunteers across the world who mapped every home and every road in Puerto Rico. Responders then used those maps to assess the state of buildings and roads and to provide emergency funds, Wi-Fi and phone charging points to people whose homes were damaged. All crises, including the COVID-19 pandemic we're living through right now, have devastating characteristics. But many of them have one thing in common. The people hit the hardest are often literally not on the map. Right now, more than 1 billion people live in places that are not mapped. If you look those places up online, you'll see nothing but a blank. And that blank isn't just a huge statement of disrespect to our fellow human beings. It's an injustice, causing very direct, very real, and very avoidable human suffering. So, what does not being on the digital map actually look like? I live in Peru, and a few months ago, some community health workers asked us to help them map. Obviously, where they were wasn't mapped, so to get there, we asked the local mayor to draw the route. This piece of paper was hard to follow. He put some numbers on there that he assured us were travel times, but as we were driving along, these did not correspond to our reality. But this isn't about me getting lost or about shaming someone's bad drawing skills. Think how inefficient it is to manage a team who need to work in this place without a map to tell them where they need to go. Then once they're in the right village, how can they collect some data and associate it to that place? Those community health workers know that needs in this region are high, particularly anemia and malnutrition among children. They just don't know where those children are or what is causing that problem. They want to be able to locate the home of every child under five, but how can they do that without a map? After a brief training, we went out to make a map, and this is what those community health workers produced. This map has everything you need to navigate, like the rivers and bridges, but it also has every local landmark, the school, the football pitch, the plaza. And I'm pleased to say that a few weeks ago, we got a call from those community health workers, and they're using this map in their response containing COVID-19. So, you might be thinking, why aren't these places on commercial maps? In short, mapping the most vulnerable places in our world just hasn't been a priority for for-profit companies whose business models typically rely on advertising and data sales. This leaves out the poorest communities and means that individual aid organisations create maps for the small areas that they're working in offline systems which rapidly become out of date when a project ends. So what we have here is a lack of easily shareable and easily updatable data. But we also have a solution. We map with a tool called OpenStreetMap, which was founded in 2006 and is a free open source tool which anyone can use to map the world. Just as anyone can read or edit an article on Wikipedia, anyone can use or edit the map in OpenStreetMap, and the resulting map is public good, free and open for anyone to use, creating one map for all of us. It works in two phases. Buildings and roads might not be on the map yet, but you can see them clearly in satellite imagery. Volunteers working anywhere in the world turn satellite images into maps through drawing the buildings and roads on top of them. We call this a base map. On average, each time a volunteer logs in, they map an area less than 10 kilometers squared. But add all those contributions together and you can map entire cities in just a couple of days. And second, local mapping. People living and working in the places we're mapping take that base map and color it in. For example, identifying, is this building a school or a hospital? Those people add information you can't see in a satellite image. We've found people able and eager to map in even the most challenging situations worldwide, and we've optimized the tools to work on smartphones costing as little as $30. Additionally, the tools work offline, so people without regular access to cell service can still contribute, adding things to the map as they go about their daily lives, and then uploading when they get access to cell service or Wi-Fi. In 10 years, we've seen people from all walks of life take part. Refugees have mapped broken water points, rural women have added place names in indigenous languages, and in doing so, people become active agents of change in their communities. Since 2010, HOT has engaged over 200,000 volunteers who've mapped an area home to more than 150 million people in OpenStreetMap. Those maps have been used by search and rescue operations to free hundreds of people trapped in collapsed buildings after the 2010 Haiti earthquake. They've been used to provide polio vaccinations to children across all of rural Nigeria. And they've mapped the camps, routes, and new homes of more than 8 million refugees fleeing South Sudan, Syria, and Venezuela. We work with the biggest humanitarian organizations in the world to make sure these maps have impact. The Red Cross, Médecins Sans Frontières, UNICEF, to name a few. And we currently have a queue of more than 2,000 places needing to be mapped. So, that's the story so far. But wouldn't it be great if these places were on the map before they were in crisis? Now we're ready for a step change. Over the past few years, we've gained access to global, regularly updated satellite imagery. Machine learning and AI are helping human mappers to work more efficiently. And worldwide, more and more people are willing and able to map their communities. Over the next 5 years, we'll engage 1 million volunteers who will map an area home to the 1 billion most vulnerable people across 94 countries. To achieve this, we need to do three things. First, we need to grow our community to 1 million mappers who will build a world where everyone, everywhere is represented. We'll set up a network of regional hubs to train and support those volunteers to map the vulnerable places in their own countries. Second, we need to invest in technology. Right now, you can add something like a building or a local landmark to the map in just a few seconds. But learning to map and mapping easily and quickly on a mobile can be a problem. We need to invest in technologies to make mobile edits to the map possible at a massive scale. And third, we need to raise awareness. Aid projects across the world need to know that these maps are free and available for them to use, and that they can request maps for the areas that they're working in. For me, this is one of the most wonderful things about this project. It isn't really about HOT or any single organisation. It's about creating a foundation on which so many organisations will thrive. Whatever we do, disasters and crises will still happen, and humanitarians will still respond to them. Development programs will continue, but without maps, they'll lack critical information about what to expect in a community before they get there. With open, free, up-to-date maps, those programs will have more impact than they would do otherwise, leading to a meaningful difference in lives saved or improved. But it's so much more than that. It's 2020 and 1 billion people in our world are not visible. That's wrong. This is a tool through which every citizen of planet Earth can become known and seen, to literally be put on the map. My peers complain about being too overconnected. So how can it be possible for more than a billion people to remain invisible? Luckily, this is a problem even the laziest among us can help to solve. If you can swipe left or right, you can help. Map this morning and influence life-changing decisions this afternoon. Frontline health workers and humanitarians are literally waiting for you. Thank you.